common, and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, oh, you can just find that about
anywhere.
Yeah. And then if a person like you're talking about in the wintertime, you get out and play on the ice, mm-hmm. and if you slipped and you fell this way, you'd say you fell
forward.
And if you fell this way, which I guess happened a lot when you're playing on the ice.
Yes.
quite a lot.
Yeah, you betcha.
And if you were wanting to get rid of all the brush and trees, stuff like that on the land, you'd say that you had to
clear the land.
And you had a good yield of something, you'd say, well, we really raised a big
crop.
And if something came up like, oh, I don't know, a kind of crop or something, like potatoes, that it wasn't planted, but it just came up by itself, you say it came
volunteer.
Up. Volunteer. Yeah. I wonder if you thought, I've heard that up here.
Come up volunteer.
And you said you never did raise any wheat, so.
No, I don't remember us ever raising wheat. I really don't.
Or oats.
Yes, we raised oats.
Oh, you did raise oats?
Yes, we raised oats and cradled them.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
we cradled them with a hand cradle.
Oh.
But now, and made the bundles.
Oh, you'd make bundles?
Uh-huh, make bundles.
Then,
uh-huh, yeah. We'd make
then,
bundles.
Oh, and it would be like sweet.
We'd make them in a bundle, and then we'd go along and get three of those little bundles, and that made a shop.
Oh, I see.
You see, but
uh-huh.
Now we never did do wheat that way. I just don't remember growing wheat at all. I just don't.
What about separate the oats from the rest of the...
Well, you had to take them to a thrasher.
Oh, that's what you do. That's how you get
it.
That's
the thrasher, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That way. Now, talking about bread and stuff, you know, like this,
mm-hmm.
I guess
mm-hmm.
it was all whole bread.
Yes.
That's the best kind.
Oh, you betcha.
And, you know, I finally been trying to learn how to do that. And the kind that you bake in loaves, you call that. The kind that you, well, it's made with flour and you bake it in loaves.
You wouldn't call it a loaf?
Loaf bread? Or
loaf
is that what
bread.
You, well, that's what I
that's
wondered. What, in those days, what
yeah.
you...
Oh, yes, I think we call it a loaf.
Loaf
a
bread.
Bread.
That's
a
what
loaf
I was
of bread.
And now, was that the kind that you... You'd want it to rise.
Yes.
And
well,
then
you fix it, and then it would rise, and then I believe I've seen my mother when it would rise, she'd knead it down. She called it kneading it down,
uh-huh.
and then she'd make little biscuits if she wanted to make biscuits,
uh-huh.
or she wanted whatever she wanted to do. Then she'd let it rise
make
again.
Thing,
uh-huh. Take a little.
What would make it rise?
Yeast.
Oh yeah, that's what.
Put the yeast in it, you see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what would make it right.
And the yeast, Mother used to grow her own yeast, you see, that's
she
made out of hops.
Yeah,
you see,
she,
uh-huh,
oh,
she made
goodness.
Her own yeast, she'd take, she'd, you have hops growing.
Uh-huh.
We had hops growing, and you can take them little seed things, or whatever
uh-huh.
you call them, and brew that,
uh-huh.
and then just put that water in with just like you use milk in something, like you use that and then make it rise.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. I didn't know where it came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, of course then when this newfangled yeast come along, that done away with. That's just like making our own vinegar, don't you?
Uh-huh,
think?
Just with that thing,
exactly.
That the mother thing you were telling
sure.
me about that I hadn't
uh-huh.
heard of. And then, now, like corn, you said that she made like cornbread do they make anything else with cornmeal besides just the regular cornbread? Did they?
Well, no, I just...
Did she ever make anything called a corn dodger?
Oh, yeah, she would make different things.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
they'd be different
yeah.
types of...
Well, now, you don't put any seasoning.